Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and we're joined in studio by Alwyn Boyle. Alwyn is from County Tip, but she lives in Dublin a long time now, don't you, Alwyn? And Alwyn has an Instagram page called Ollie's Baby Wish. And the reason for that is Alwyn is 38. She's single, but she would like to have a baby. So, Alwyn, you've decided you're going to do it alone.
I am. Yeah, well, please God, hopefully.
Okay. So you considered adoption, you considered fostering, and also using a sperm donor. So bring us back. The first port of call, really, you checked out adoption. What happened there?
I checked it out. It was something I could do. I was really keen to do adoption in Ireland and have a domestic adoption. But unfortunately, the statistics were really, really bad. So I think there was something like 3 domestic adoptions in 5 years. The domestic adoption is an Irish adoption,
yeah,
to an Irish family. So then I looked into going abroad, and I went to a company and they sent me all of the details. And, you know, financially, it's about 40,000 minimum. And that depends on what country you pick. So because I'm self-employed and run my own business, I was more keen on having my business set up fully, because my stage school is only open 5 years.
Mm.
And I like to be there all the time.
Of course.
So I
assume if you were doing an adoption abroad, you'd have to go and travel so much.
Yeah, you have to go over a couple of times. And I was very keen to only adopt probably from the States, because the parents pick you as well. And I felt that there was still a connection for the child.
Mm.
So I liked that. So it's something I might revisit when I'm in my mid-40s.
When does it feel bob in the bank?
It's not even that. When I'm stable enough to travel with my job.
Okay, all right. So then you looked into fostering, which is a wonderful thing. I think there's so many kids that really need foster homes.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I thought it was going amazing, because I work as a clown doctor in Crumlin Hospital. So they were very much backing me, and I work in a secondary school and they were backing me, and because I'm self-employed and all I know is kids, everyone around me was like, this is amazing for you. And since I was very young, I always wanted to foster or adopt. If you ask anyone who knows me all my life, they would have said that's what I was going to do.
Because I'd assume you're seeing kids in the line of work that you're in that are probably fostered or need foster parents as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I was only talking to a lady the other day who was fostering her second child, and another lady who was after fostering a newborn for long-term foster care. So I was really excited. I had my assessments. I had done a lot of research before they came over. So I was surprised. I wasn't actually at a meeting with them beforehand, but they had said I'd done so much research that they... First protocol was they came to my house.
Okay.
And when they came to my house, they viewed it and they said, wow, this is not a box room. That's all we normally get for foster kids. And this is a massive, like, double room in Dublin. And, you know, I genuinely was really, really positive.
Yeah, you thought I'd have this one.
Yeah, I have it, like, and I have the space. At one point, I was getting, she wanted to put bunk beds in and put a teenager in a spare room as well.
Mm.
So I was like, this is really good. And I pulled it back, actually, and I said I'd prefer a child that was 4 or older, because then they could come to work, because it's a stage school.
So they're younger kids and stuff, so they'd make friends there.
So they'd be able to go out to work with me, or if I needed to leave work, there was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, because I don't work in the mornings, I was very keen that if the child needed to stay in their own stability of school, that I would travel to bring them to school in the morning.
So you've loads of flexibility in your job, really.
Yeah, well, I thought I did, and I got declined last week.
Okay.
So I was really
upset. What was the reason for declining you?
My work hours. That's all I was told on the phone. And I think when you've gone through thinking about it for months and months, I felt personally that or anyone who goes into wanting to foster, it's not something you do without a massive thought and talking to other people and making sure we have to live our life. So if I had to go to a funeral, or if to go to a wedding, or I have to go somewhere, I had friends that were lined up willing to be Gardavetted to mind that child as well. So,
and you're Gardavetted in the job that you're in as well, aren't you? Because
time.
You're working with children full time.
All the time. All the time. I'm Gardavetted constantly.
So half the work was really done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They said no.
And my references from my GP, everything was done. And to get a phone, I think the hardest was to get a phone call. I was in the middle of getting my nails done and they just rang. And it was 1 minute and 8 seconds. I look back on it afterwards and that's when I got upset. I was like, that's all you gave me. But it took me months to think about doing it.
Okay.
In 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alwyn, will you hang on there? We're going to take a quick song and come back to you, because I want to talk to you about the next port of call, which is carrying your own baby, which is something you're now looking into doing. So hang on there a sec. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits. Something for the weekend, it's Trina here, and you may have seen an Instagram account called Ollie's Baby Wish, absolutely loads of followers, and it's by Alwyn Boyle, who is 38, originally from Tipperary but living in Dublin, and Ollie has a wish to have a baby. Now, you're a single Alwyn, but I suppose because you're 38 and you're seeing all your other friends having babies and everything, this is something that's really kind of at the top of your mind now, that you want to have a baby.
Yeah, I do. I definitely would love to have a baby. But being 38 doesn't mean I have to have, I thought I had to have a baby now. Like, I didn't think that because I'm quite outgoing. I love travelling. I love doing things. It's kind of more so when you look into it and you find out you actually don't have time.
Yeah, time's ticking. Yeah. So we spoke to you a few minutes ago how you are looking at all different options. You looked into adoption, but that's kind of on the back burner now. Not ruled out completely,
no, definitely
but on the back burner because you would have to obviously go abroad for that. There are basically no domestic adoptions in Ireland and the huge expense and having to leave your business behind while you do that. You looked into fostering, were assessed for it. Unfortunately, were declined because of your work hours, even though you work with children all the time, so that wouldn't be a problem, but sure, you just don't know these places why that happens.
Yeah.
So now the next option is actually getting pregnant yourself, carrying a baby. Now, there is no man on the scene, so
no.
That's problematic.
Yeah, it's very problematic, and I would love, the ideal would be to meet someone and happy ever after and all that stuff, but the reality isn't so.
You are looking at using a sperm donor.
Yeah.
And in fact, you've actually picked a donor.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
So how do you go about doing that? Is that like, do they give you a list of the guys and things, you know, their attributes and how they look and their health history, or what way does that work?
So basically they give you a login code and you can go, there's only two, so there's the European Sperm Bank and there's Cryos, and I went with Cryos. So when you go with them, you can see their pictures of when they were babies and you can get their family tree, all about their families, their jobs, and then they write a letter to their prospective child maybe, and then you can pay an extra €250 to see who they are. So
okay, to see what they look like now.
Yeah, to see what
okay.
they look like now.
To see if they're Brad Pitt look like,
yeah.
So whatever. Okay.
But like the reality is I would have thought that's what you'd go for. Do you know what I mean?
But you don't.
No, I didn't. And if anyone saw who I went for, you'd probably go, why? And I just really liked his smile. I loved what he wrote to the child. He also was willing to have the child contact him. He had one sentence that stuck with me, and it was like I should have brought it with me because it was the one thing that changed it. He just kind of said something like, my biggest regret was my biggest miracle, or something he was so grateful for, and it was his baby girl.
So he has one already.
He has a girl already, but he is single. So, of course, like, it's kind of like online dating in a way.
They have to kind of stand out and make you spot them.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they get paid anyway.
Of course.
There's loads
yeah.
of it going everywhere. Like, so, and the thing was, I suppose he was the only English person on it as well.
Is there a possibility that he's got loads of kids in Ireland?
No. So he'd only come here, Cork and Galway, because a lot of people were saying to me, that's weird, like if your child,
you don't want down the line your child
buddy.
Exactly,
yeah,
they're
yeah,
half
yeah.
sibling.
Yeah. Listen, nowadays you don't know what's going on anyway, but I don't
see,
it can't happen, and that's why there's a thing called exclusive sperm. Now they don't do that in Ireland because Ireland's so small, it's regulated and everything.
Of course,
do you know what I
yeah.
mean? Because exclusive sperm, if you buy it off them, then you can never ever let anyone else buy it. So if I didn't want another child, I'd still have to buy it if he was selling.
I get you.
So
okay.
they don't do that in Ireland. So that's kind
yeah.
of refreshing that it's a small country, and I understand that people are like, I have been asked, are you not weirded out?
Well, there's just so much to take in, isn't there? You have to get all the facts and everything.
Yeah, you have to.
So you pick the guy.
Yeah.
And you ordered the sperm.
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
So I picked the highest MOT, which is the amount of floaters he has, the good ones.
The quality stuff.
Quality. So I went with 20,000. So that cost me 1,400 for one. So if I could just let you imagine, that's about the top of your fingernail. So it's all filtered down, and that's all it is. It's just complete swimmers.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I ordered two straws and my results from my test didn't come back great. So my AMH levels, which is your hormone level, they should be anywhere at like 15 to 18. And mine was 0.5, and
okay.
that's what made me have to order a donor. I don't have time on my side. So there was no point then they'd even say to me, freeze your eggs. There was no point. I had to either do
it now.
You've
gone past that stage.
Gone past it.
Okay.
Either you can do it now or you're never going to do it.
So you've ordered it. Is it here yet?
Yeah, it's been
here. It's in the country.
Oh, it's been here ages because I had another test then to check your tubes, your uterus and your follicle count. My follicle count should be 5 to 7 follicles on either ovary. And unfortunately, I've one. And it's covered in a cyst.
Lovely.
So
this is not good news.
No,
you're just getting bad news all the time.
Well, do you know what? Like,
you're keeping going though.
Yeah,
I think it's brilliant.
Just try not to think about it as a negative thing, and you know, it's going to happen for if it's going to happen, and it's not if it's not, and that's why I have to keep trying to be positive and take each day as it comes along. So the reason that my donor is still up in Dundrum is because I had to have an MRI then because they thought I had a septum, which means that the uterus had a blockage. So I had my MRI. The results came back positive that I don't have anything, which is brilliant. And my tubes were clear. So now I've been on hormone tablets for a couple of months. So hopefully when I go in for my next scan now, my hormone follicle level will be up.
Okay, so they're waiting for you to be in the best condition before they insert it because they don't want to waste it.
Yeah. It's fascinating, really. And and to be honest, I don't know whether I was happy or sad because I had ordered and you have to order and pay beforehand. So I had ordered 2 straws and they normally tell you to order 3. So that's like how much donor you get sent over. And they rang me to say, look, Alwyn, we've decided that we're going to let one of them stay over in Denmark and we're only going to give you 1. So that kind of affected me a little. I was like, they're not holding out much hope. But then they were like, well, you won't get your money back.
Well, at least
once it come over. On a positive, that was quite nice.
At least they're being honest with you and they're saying, look, this might not work. And if it doesn't work, we don't want you to be out of pocket.
And I suppose that was before the MRI and everything.
Of course,
so they were, your mind just, it goes different places, you know.
So do you know when they're going to, or are you just waiting on more tests? Do you know when they're going to actually insert it and get the ball rolling?
Yeah, well, it should be on my next cycle, which is in about 11 days.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
so. And then just waiting, a waiting game.
So then you go in and you have scans and you have a window of your first 4 days on your next cycle and they do scans. And if they're not happy that your hormone or follicle level is up, then they'll hold off for another one and put you on more medication. But they also give you more hormone medication when you go in. And let me just clarify, this isn't IVF, it's IUI, which I didn't know. Like, I found out I can't even have IVF because they didn't have enough follicles. I knew nothing about IUI.
So what's IUI?
IUI is just getting the donor and inseminating the donor straight into me. It's like being with someone.
Is there an expense in that as well?
Oh yeah, you have to pay to have it put in as well. So it's about €950 to put it in on top of the 1400.
Right, okay.
So if you don't have any kind of medical health care or insurance, sorry, it can be really, really pricey. Like,
okay, and does health insurance cover this kind of thing?
Some of it. Well, the health insurance, I'm with VHI, so they've been really good, and that is not a plug, sorry. But like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just may as well be honest. I had gone to another clinic and they didn't accept it. So then I found another clinic that did. So shop around, like, especially if you have health insurance.
Is it fully covered or just a little bit?
No. So it's, you get 2 inseminations partly covered.
Okay.
And some tests and scans and stuff. Find a really good GP though, because you need a lot of blood tests and they're way cheaper with your GP. And actually my GP has, Dr. Lucy has literally become my counsellor.
She's so supportive.
She is.
Yeah.
Even through the fostering and everything, she's been unbelievable. And I do think you genuinely do need a really good GP.
Can I ask you, when you went, first of all, to go and order the sperm and you went to that clinic, is there any kind of counselling or anything to talk you through beforehand to make sure this is absolutely what you want? Because they don't want people coming along doing that and then going, oh God, have I made a mistake doing this?
See, I don't want to say anyone else's story because I do know from my Instagram, people have said to me that they've had counselling from their company that they've been with or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't. That's why my GP has been so important to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because my first big appointment with my consultant, she was fabulous. I brought my mom and my niece with me because all of this started the ball rolling with my niece, who's 20 and was like, you need a kid. Like, this is crazy. So I brought them with me because it's very hard. Like, I don't understand it. So how can I expect my mother to understand it?
And you need other people's ears there to take in the stuff that you're not taking in.
It was still like a science class. None of us got it, really. Do you know what I mean? I just want A, B and C is made. That's it. Yeah, that's what... Keep it simple, stupid, is what I always say on my Instagram. So I try to keep it as simple as possible. But I haven't received any counselling. I do think that some people probably would need it, especially because a lot of information is given to you over the internet. And it's not one-on-one. And I'm very much a people person. And that's...
So if you have a question or something, you can't really get the info.
You can ring them. And I actually find every time I ring them, it makes me feel a little bit better. But like, I got news on a Friday via email and I spent the whole weekend...
Worrying about it.
And then it was an error on their behalf.
So we'll watch the space. And I suppose another thing to point out as well, the whole reason you set up this Instagram account was not to get the fame.
No, and not to get attention. I don't look good on it at all. Like,
you don't want to stop it. You're not looking for attention. No. You just want to document this for yourself, really.
Yeah, I just, you know what? It's so mind-blowing and there's so much that I'm really bad at, like, I'm dyslexic, so I'm really bad at writing things down really quickly. So I didn't invite anyone to my page. I didn't open my page and say, oh, please follow me or please tell anyone. But one girl did. One girl who was going through that, she sent it to her friends and they followed. And I have to say, without my Instagram page, I probably would have needed counselling.
People are brilliant, aren't they? They've been sending you loads of private messages.
Oh my God, I thought I was on my own. You're not on your own at all. Like, I can't, because the internet can be such a bad place. Mm-hmm. It really can, and it can be really negative. And years ago when I was acting and stuff, I could see that, you know, but... No, there's a very, very strong network of women that I would never have known if I didn't have Instagram.
Final question for you, Alwyn. Any advice for women out there who might be listening to this, who might be any age really, but they don't have a child, maybe they don't know whether they want to have a child or not, maybe they'd like one, they're single. What would your advice be to them?
Well, if someone gave me advice anywhere 25 and like over even to last year, I would have been like, whatever, no. I'm telling you, my advice is do not end up in this situation where, you know, you could be on your own. Just get your hormone level checked. Check if you, especially if you're someone who wants kids and always kind of saw them in your life. I thought it was just going to happen. It doesn't just happen, do you know? So go get checked. A few women from the Instagram page, one girl, she's only 25. She said, thank God she followed it. She went and got it checked and she had really, really bad follicle count. So she's decided to freeze her eggs. So what's important to know is her eggs, when she goes back, they'll be only 25, whenever she wants them again.
Amazing.
So I think we need to bring something in. There's so many taboos around at the moment. Our health system's all over the way anyway, but we need to mind our women, and it's so expensive. It's such a long road, and IVF is even harder than what I'm doing. But I suppose to find out I can't even do that, that was hard. So there's many different roads, but we should have a system where we don't have to go elsewhere to do things like this because of financial problems.
Yeah.
Like our GPs and everything should be checking out women's
accounts.
And
totally.
Men's.
And the thing is, you see, you don't know whether you can have a baby until you go to try and have a baby.
Exactly.
You spend years trying not to have one.
A baby.
Well, listen, thanks so much for coming in. Your story is fascinating and I'd love to follow this and find out how you get on. You know, whatever way it goes, we wish you the best, Alwyn. Thanks so much for coming in. The Instagram page, if you're interested, by the way, not that she's looking for followers or anything, but it is very interesting to follow Ollie's Baby Wish on Instagram. Thanks so much, Alwyn. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.